Now, I've been tantalising people all evening with this, and we've had quite a few calls about it. Dominic, you've had a go. Have you finished? Have you got it?
No, I'm afraid my attempt was five lines. I thought Dave had it earlier. He was looking quite smug, but now he's looking as confused as the rest of us.
Okay, so what I told you to do was to draw three dots in a line on a piece of paper, then underneath that draw another three dots, and underneath that draw another three dots, so you have a sort of grid of nine dots. I said take four straight lines, connect all of the dots without leaving the paper with the pen or retracing any of your lines. Now, the solution, and you're going to kick yourself for this, I didn't tell you you had to stay inside that square. If you put your pen on the top left dot and you draw a diagonal straight line to the bottom right dot, you then draw a line which goes along the bottom three dots and then goes one dot equivalent distance further out to the left. Now you draw a straight line up to the top right, taking in the upper two dots that you'd missed before, and you finish the equivalent of one dot further outside the box at the top right. Then you come vertically down through the final two dots and you've done it.
So this is quite literally a thinking outside the box problem.
You hit the nail on the head. And this is the interesting thing here, because what Alan Schneider and Richard Chee do in their paper is that they actually take 22 volunteers, they rig them up for what's called transcranial direct current stimulation. This is where they put a small current, 2 milliamps, across the brains of these volunteers. And what they do is to apply right-sided positive current and negative to the left. So what this does is it stimulates the right side of the brain and it inhibits the left side of the brain. When they took their volunteers, none of them could do the problem. They subjected them to 10 minutes of this stimulation and immediately the success rate went to 40%, just like that. And what they speculate is that the left side of the brain, which is your dominant hemisphere, it drives the way that you perceive the world using past experience. So when you see this array of nine dots, which looks like a square pattern, your brain perceives it as a square with, as they call it, rigid boundaries, which mean that the solution your brain searches for is automatically within those rigid boundaries, and you don't think outside the box. No one told you you couldn't draw lines outside the box, but it was only if you inhibit the part of the brain that confines your thinking in that way that then you're able to think outside the box and come up with that novel solution.
It's really interesting because I was showing off slightly. I did actually get this when Chris showed it to me earlier in the week. But in order to do it, I had to make a really, really conscious effort to kind of ignore this kind of constraint and actually draw outside the box, because I'd worked out it was impossible to do it inside the box. And it was a really bizarre kind of effort it took to do that.
I'm intrigued because I think, what else could you achieve with this kind of stimulation if you can unlock your creative side in this way? And the other amazing thing that they write about in the paper, there was one volunteer who they rejected from the study because he disclosed to them that he'd had a head injury. But when he, out of curiosity, tried the test, he solved it straight away. And they were so intrigued, they asked him, well, where was your head injury? And he said, well, when I was little, I injured the bones on the left side of my head and the fracture to my temporal bone damage my left temporal lobe. And so his perception of the world is much more piecemeal. He doesn't see things constrained by the collection of everything. He tends to look at things in isolation. And this problem, he found no problem solving it. The answer just leapt straight out at him. Isn't that incredible? You can read it up. It's in the Journal of Neuroscience this week.